I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Stan Musial is celebrated in the eponymous book called Stan Musial. But first, Rory McIlroy, the guy who fumbled away an opportunity to win this year's Masters, double bogeyed the 18th hole at the U.S. Open yesterday afternoon, which means he's only at minus 11 and leads the tournament by about 7 miles. McIlroy followed a first day 65 with a second round 66 to set a record for 36 holes at that tournament. "I'm feeling pretty good," McIlroy said after yesterday's round, and no wonder. He went on to say, "You know, it's funny to me. It feels quite simple." Today, Rory McIlroy will find out whether round three will feel simple too, or whether he will wish he'd never said that. The U.S. Open isn't the only major golf event happening this weekend. President Barack Obama and Speaker of the House John Boehner are set to stage a so-called golf summit today, playing 18 holes and presumably talking over the nation's business while hooks and slices weave left and right. Jack McCallum's article, The Politics of Golf, appears in a special edition of Sports Illustrated Golf Plus and looks at the history of golfing politicians. Jack, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
There have been a lot of presidential golfers, and we'll get to some of their stories, but a sitting president playing against an opposition party speaker is more than a little unusual, right?
I'd say it's very unusual, particularly given the temper of the times. I mean, these guys are pretty much at each other's throats for 364 days of the year. I can only guess there was a little pressure applied. You know, Boehner kept having a little few hints. Hey, why doesn't the president has to invite me? There has been a lot of talk about golf in Congress. The Democrats have dominated this competition they play in the fall lately. So, I mean, you take all these things together, it's I'm not going to say it's the most interesting match ever involving a president, but, boy, it's got to be there right at the top.
The president and the speaker are not the only duffers in D.C. by a long shot. Tell us about the Congressional Golf Caucus and some of its top players.
Well, first of all, it's hard to believe that there is a Congressional Golf Caucus, but, you know, as I wrote that, I also researched the fact that there's also a skiing caucus. There's an extreme sports caucus, but I think the leader of it is this guy named Representative Joe Baca, who's a semi-controversial Democrat from California. I went down to do the story and was afraid I couldn't find anybody to talk about it because it's sort of a hush-hush subject. Not Baca. He will go give you chapter and verse on how many jobs golf has created, that it's an economy booster, and on his wall, you know, he does not have pictures of Jefferson and Madison. He has pictures of Jack Nicklaus, Chichi Rodriguez, Arnold Palmer, and Tiger Woods. They are his heroes.
Presidents and golf have been linked for more than a century. How did William Howard Taft fare out there on the links?
Well, looking at him, the first thought one would be that he, you know, never missed the meal at the ninth hole. You know, he stood, I think he weighed about 370 pounds. He stood very, very far away from the ball. And he just kind of chopped at it, but he really, really, really enjoyed it. Golf was pretty much in its infancy then. So this is, we're talking about in the 19-teens. Even back then, it was considered this rich country club sport, which to a certain extent it is still today. Taft went a long way to popularize it, even though he was not a great player.
Of all the U.S. presidents, Dwight D. Eisenhower might have been the most passionate golfer. Tell us a little bit about his love for the game.
There's no might have about it. I think it was something like during his two terms, the press recorded, or the official White House recording, was 1,000 days spent either playing golf or practicing golf. And perhaps because he was a general, you know, he really didn't care that anyone criticized. It's not like he heard the fact that Babe Ike is golfing again. Yeah, well, so what? I am.
John F. Kennedy was also an avid golfer, but unlike Eisenhower, he kept that fact under wraps.
He had this kind of casual athleticism. Almost everything he did came easily to him, and I've seen a recording of his, you know, tape of his golf swing. And he really was good, and that's, you know, hiding the fact that he had a horrible back. When he was on the campaign trail, because of what had happened with Eisenhower and some of the criticism he had started to get, Kennedy started a ball toward a par three hole and looked like he was going to get a hole in one. and he started screaming at the ball not to go in the hole. So it would not have been, so he would not have had to report. It would have been interesting to know, I mean, whether he would have in fact reported that he had a hole in one, because he didn't want the nation to think that it was getting another first golfer.
There are more golfing presidents than we'll have time to get to right now, so I'm going to just ask you to share a favorite story of a U.S. president swinging the sticks.
You know, one of our colleagues at Sports Illustrated, Rick Riley, played with Clinton. And, you know, Clinton had this reputation for taking mulligans. That's like extra shots. He would just put down another ball and then throw down another ball. And I remember Riley talking about this and just saying what utter fun it was playing with this guy, because, you know, it was almost as if he didn't know that you were watching him. It was almost like he had this presidential shield around him, that was some kind of time warp that you really didn't see the first ball. You know, he would always make a little comment about it, but then put down another one.
Predictably, President Obama is a lefty and Speaker Boehner is a righty. Which of them do you think is more likely to hit the center of the fairway at that golf summit today?
Well, interestingly, Boehner, it's the most screwy twosome. Well, there's a foursome. I guess Biden, and I think the governor of Ohio is scheduled to play with him. But it's a screwy foursome because a left-handed golfer is pretty odd. And then Boehner hits right-handed, has a strange stance, but putts left-handed for some reason. So it's a very odd coupling of those two. Boehner is by far the better golfer. But in a match like this, no matter how many strokes Boehner gives to Obama, Obama's probably about 10 strokes worse than Boehner. You always bet on the better golfer.
You know, Jack, there's an awful lot of very complicated betting that goes on at a lot of golf matches. I wonder if we're going to hear, you know, somewhere down the line in history that the health care bill was on the line on the 18th hole. You know, Boehner wins, it goes away. Obama wins, the votes are there.
I almost hope that no serious decisions will be made out there while they're hunting for balls
in the woods.
Yeah, or marking getting someone to rake a sand trap for him. I just can't see that happening, but I do think it's a kind of platform for future conversation. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but, I mean, to get out there where nobody is besides 10 Secret Service men, I think something could get done in the order of at least this is what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks or months.
Jack McCallum's article, The Politics of Golf, appears in a special edition of Sports Illustrated Golf Plus. Jack, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.
Get on a raft with Taft, boys, get on the winning boat. The man worthwhile with a friendly smile will get the honest boat. He'll save the country, sure, boys, from Bryanhurst and Graft.
If you'd like to comment on something you've heard on Only a Game, please leave a message on our listener line by calling 617-353-1860.
Of Brian's bluff, we've had enough. He'll talk you deaf and blind. The million trusts he's going to bust are only in his mind. Seems he has run since Washington first started in the game. If his legs were gone, he'd keep right on.